Fine. Okay. And then the other problem that we had, which I wrote, is that it's a, something sound very strange, is that Tosfos, the Gemara says, ain't other man's pundit's name out Kleba. Now, the simple translation, I suspect, you know, the most pashut pshat in Ein Adam Meis Pundit's Name Baal Chayvo was like Rashi, because he's Baal Chayvo. He's a guy who did me a favor. That's probably, if we can ask Mr. Shtibuyin, you know, the Shiva is always Shtibuyin. That's what the Gemara is mashma. Okay, now Tosfos has kashas and Rashi, very strong kashas, because if that's the case, so then by Pikadin and by Mitzia, where the person didn't do you a favor, then you don't have the svara of any other maids. So then the mixers should have a good migui, and you should be naming with a migui. And the mixers shouldn't swear. And David says it's Bekias over Shas, the Moedim and mixers by Pikadin and Mitzia does swear. So David says, not like Rashi, this is Tovis and Ksubit, that when it says, ain't other maids, but they bow Chayvo, it's not because you have a garis at Koto, but because he's Makir B'Shikro. And therefore it applies to Pikadin and Mitzia too, because they also know our Makir B'Shikro. Okay, fine. And that makes sense. That's fine. It tells you this in Ksubis, he writes a separate Diriya Masko on that line. He brings Rashi, he asks Akasha, and he says, Napshat. That's a beautiful Tavis in Ksubis. The question we had here is that our Tavis doesn't bring Rashi, doesn't ask Akasha on it. He's like sneaky. He just sneaks in, and the Gemara is Mishani. They know the way if they go, hold the chavera makir b'shikra. So, you know, they're in the chayra, Tosfos probably knows that that's a machlekes rishayim. He probably knows that Rashi and Ksubis says not like that. He knows that that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Okay, Tosfos knows that he has very good hechrechim, solid hechrechim, that Rashi's wrong. Very nice.
Rebbe, is Rebbe assuming that it's the same Baal Tosfos here in Ksubis? Or is Rebbe's Kasha no matter what?
No, I don't know if it's the same Baal Tosfos.
But Rebbe's Kasha is whether or not.
Tosfos Sukhari knows whether he knows it. He knows Rashi and Ksubis, Kashas. Now, Tosfos isn't disagreeing with Rashi and Ksubis over here. Pashas, he's disagreeing with Rashi and Ksubis here for the same reason he disagreed with him in Ksubis. Fine. But the problem is that it sounds like there's no reason for our Tosfos to get into it. It's like, it's not relevant for the agenda of our Tosfos, seemingly, is what's the Gemara's Kashim in Neimahum Letaira? I were not damaged time in the craw. That seems to be everything else in Tosfos. Okay, then we with the Mishani, so maybe these are, like you say, you know, maybe because of that other shot, maybe, I don't know. The Tosfos agenda seems to be what's the Gemara in the name Mamre Torah? The end of Tosfos also is on that. The whole question in the name Mamre Torah, Mol the Mixes Yitavei Yishavei Yishanim, is predicated on an assumption it's Kaifer Hako is Potter. So how did the Gemara know Kaifer Hako is Potter? That's the end of Tosfos. So the beginning.
Maybe if you say that, but no.
Wait. Let me say the question before we start getting your answers. So the beginning and end of Tosfos, Tosfos is explaining the Gemara's kasha. How did the Gemara know Kofar Hakos Potter? What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is either make a migui or native mehacha. So it's really irrelevant. You know, the whole Mishani is irrelevant. But it's surely irrelevant what the chazaka is. The Gemara's Mishani is ain't gamiga because there's a chazaka. What exactly is a chazaka? Is the chazaka because it's ain't of the may is because he did me a favor? Or is ain't of the may is because I don't have chutzpah? That lechaira is, it's a nice shaila, but it is irrelevant to anything. Structurally, everything remains exactly the same. The answer is that there's no migui. Tosfos is saying a Mishani Dein amigo, dein other man is fun of. Period.
Maybe if you say, maybe if you say that.
Again, I keep on cutting you off. Like, what does he need that for? And if you learn like Rashi, Zayn of the May is because you did me a favor, it will make an iota of a difference. Okay, so maybe, that's my problem.
Maybe he's trying to get to Beno. Maybe it's just the setup to get to Beno because he knows it's Beno, really.
It won't make any difference because Beno is.
Yeah, because Beno's going to knock it out.
Beno has both factors.
I think Rabbi Sandy Gold asked the other day, he said that maybe that's the difference by Beno, whether you have that.
Okay, but it doesn't seem to be correct. He asked, but it doesn't, because you see in Taisus and Suvis, that I hear that's a decent possibility. But you see Rip Taisus and Suvis, not like that, because if Beno would be slung up Rashi's shot, so then Taivis and Suvis, when he brings Rashi, he wants to schlug him up. He should have schlugged him up with Beno, like he already quoted Beno. So Taivis would have said, Rashi says, ain't on the May because Makar Bishik, because he did me a favor. Well, by Beno, that doesn't apply because Beno didn't do me the favor. So there's no ain't on the May is by Beno. And I'm sorry, I'm forgetting. The Gemara says, by Beno, I'm getting mixed up. By Beno, the Gemara says, Taivis says, by Beno, he's Yachud Ha'ez. So the Gemara, I said it backwards. Take that and start again. The Gemara, Taivis should have asked, if by Beno is called, Taivis says that by Beno, the Gemara says, Beno is Yachud Ha'ez. According to Taivis, the reason why Beno is Yachud Ha'ez is because he's
not
Makar B'Shikra. Because if Beno doesn't know 100%, the according to Rashi, it's also it's very good because Beno didn't do me a favor. In fact, it's even sounds even better. If Beno didn't do you any favor,
the father did.
So Sandy said a svara that maybe by Beno, since his father died, he did me a favor. So I was like, Kara's adult to the father, ain't other may is to the son. So I don't know, but obviously from Taisus, you see, he doesn't hold to that svara. Taisus and Suvis, when he's coming to schlug up Rashi, Rashi said that John ain't of the Mayans is because Hakarasato. If that svara didn't apply to Beno, if that svara of Hakarasato applies to Beno too, so then Taisus, when he wants to schlug up Rashi, should have said simple. Rashi, you were saying it's going to Hakaras HaTov. By Beno, there's also Hakaras HaTov. So how can a Gemara say that? By Beno, there's no Ein Other Meis. Taivis doesn't ask that in Suvis. He only shlugs up Rashi because of Milva, because of Pikadin and Mitzia. So the implication is that you can definitely say in Rashi that Ein Other Meis doesn't apply to Beno, because the Beno didn't do me the favor, which the truth is sounds very logical. If anything, if you ask my personal opinion in Taivis, it's harder to hear. Because by Beno, the we did that that Beiris Yitzchak, that even though it's Tisovo, means that the guy, the Beno says, I know for sure my father told me, but that's still not called Makar B'Shikra. Okay, so you see from Taisus that Beno doesn't, there's no difference between Beno, between Rashi and Taisus. So I don't think you can give that answer.
I think that maybe there's on Lama Dalet on the Beis, I'm not the Bikias guy, but Lama Dalet on the Beis, Vayamavke, they talk about the kind of the KFO, if you paid the Benoi, didn't pay the Benoi, and Rashi over there goes back and they had the Hamnah from the father, so therefore all the tzaddim and Rashi works out the two tzaddim on that sugya.
I think I have a good rhyme. I think my rhyme is it's not mukhrok that every sugya is the same. In other words, just because I'm sure you will find many sugyas that Beno is considered a tiny body, and yet Taivis says it's not called Makar B'Shikra. The different, not every sugya is the same. You see from Taivis and Suvis, I think it's not like a Raya Mukrachas. Taivis already quoted In the Taisis, there's two Taisim in Ksuvis. In the first Taisis, Taisis shlugged up this other pshat that the Gemara is asking, you know, whatever the other pshat is, that how do we know Kofir Hako is Pater? And the Gemara answered, because they know the Meis, Taisis shlugged it up because of Bino. So Taisis had just 2 minutes ago shlugged up a certain pshat of the Gemara because it doesn't fit in with Bino. Now Taisis quotes Rashi. And he goes and he shlugged up Rashi by going flying through Shas that by Pikadin and Mitzio. Use the same exact shlug up you used a minute ago. You just quoted and go flying over Shas. You just quoted Bino. So it's very, I think it's pretty mukhra that Bino fits into Rashi just as much as it fits into Taisis. And therefore, I don't think you could say that a reason why our Taisis brings this in. Because it doesn't explain, but no, I don't know.
Maybe Tosis brings it in, because if you say that we are Derech Tamar D'Torah, then you can learn like Rashi. And it's Tosis' question in
Ksuvis. Why is it dependent on whether you learn, why is
because
it
because then you can answer the Gemara's question is, how could the Torah say that you swear you should have a Migu? The answer is that there's some case that there is no migu,
but that's
the case.
That's the
Chachamim said that. It's a different question. Rabbi's question. You want to know? The answer is that there is a case where there is no migu.
Therefore,
as long as there's one case, right?
Why one case?
Meaning, let's say, not Pekadim. Right, in case of Milda,
yeah,
where Rashi Svara applied,
right?
So in that case, that's where the Torah said it.
But we know that halacha is the Milda the Mixer swears even by Pekadin.
That's a great question, but that's the next step. Rashi wasn't asking on the Chachamim.
Why not?
That'll be a good question. You're gonna ask on Rashi, like. At the end of the day, why is the luck like it the way it is? But that step would make me.
I don't see it so well. Now, if the mice, at the end of the day, you're gonna have the same problem. So and ends up Rashi gets slugged up. So I mean, in other words, Rashi is slugged up. Either way, you know, just a question: gets slugged up a step later. And but I like your structure, but I was gonna, but I say it differently. But let me just wait till anyone else says anything. But that's the question. The question is, why does Taisus have to bring in here the Shemachlekes Rashi and Taisus? So Chaim Gordon's structure, I'll say it a little different, but it basically is that Taisus is I don't know if I was saying it, his structure. Okay, I thought a very, very nice shot. I really think it's very nice. I hope everyone is gonna be, give me a little patience. I once had a Rebbe in high school, going back a long time, who was giving us a whole speech, how the strongest kasha in the world is the Mimonasha kasha. Because Mimonashov means you got the guy from every angle. You got him here, you got him here. You got him trapped. So it took me years later to realize that the Mechira Mikloi Tarasa, whoever that name is, Rabbi was, that he is totally wrong. A Mimonashov Kasha is the weakest Kasha because the fact that you have to trap him from every angle means that there are two escape routes. If there's only one door and your gasha is the door is locked, so that's a stronger gasha. And then there are two doors and your gasha, but both doors are locked because there's two ways to answer it. If there's only one door, there's only one way to answer it. There are two doors, so you can figure out a way to get out of this door. Maybe this door's locked's not so good. Maybe that door is locked. Right? The more options you have, and you have to get a mimanashach, the more opportunities, you have to answer it. So look what Taisus did. Taisus, if you learn the Gemara's Kasha, it's Darish time in the Krah, then the Kasha is not a Mimonasha Kasha. The Kasha is one question. The Taisus says, Moedem and Miksa swears, it makes no sense. There has to be a reason. There's only one approach. You gotta give a reason to the Torah. You have to explain why it's logical, why there is no migli. Because if there's a migli, it's illogical. Taisus comes along and says, no. That would be Darish time in the Krah. The Gemara is asking Mimanasha. Either explain to me why there's no migli, or Nedev Mehacha did not read a migli. So Taisus changes and turns the question into a Mimanasha. Now that there's a Mimanasha, there are structurally two venues of answering it. You can answer the question structurally by explaining that there's no migui, but you could also explain it that even though there is a migui, for some from technical reason, we don't make a mamasino, we don't do native mehacha, right? That would also answer the question. So if you learn Darish time in the Krah, there's only one possible answer. The answer is there is no migui. If you learn like Taisus, because Taisus has held Ein Darish Time in the Krah, now there is two ways to answer the question. So I say that's Gupa why Taisus has to say Mishani. Oh, Mishani, because Taisus knows that the way he set it up, he has created an ambiguity. I don't know if the right word, but it's ambiguous. It's unclear which way is the Gemara answering the question. Is the Gemara answering the question by giving, by saying that there's no migui, or the Gemara is answering the question by saying you can't learn out? How could you read in the Gemara that the Gemara is answering the question by saying you can't learn out? No, what would you say? How could you read the Gemara that way?
Maybe the Gemara means that it's a very shvach amigo.
Yeah, in other words, I would say it's really logically it's a good migui, but there's a pircha on the migui, and you want to learn out. It's like a pircha koldu. We have in all over when we make mamatzinos. And we ask pirchas on mamatzinus. Those pirchas are pretty shvach. And even if we hold that the pirchas, does that mean that we hold that the pirchas are really, if let's say the pirchas succeed in slugging up the mamatzinu, does that mean that the pirchas necessarily right? It doesn't mean that. It just means that in Hilchas Drasha, if there's a pircha, you can't learn out. In other words, I go ahead and I say that the Torah says that Hercules can pick up 500 pounds, a pile that has 500 pounds, pile A. So you make a mamasino, you know, if he can pick up pile A, he can pick up pile B. I say, I got a percha, not a pile B, that's 500 pounds in a feather. A good percha, because maybe there's a straw that broke the camel's back. But it's not really logical that that the feather is going to make a difference. It's possible, but it's not logical. It's not, perchas don't have to be probable. Perchas only have to be possible.
What's the percha here?
So maybe I'm saying that you can learn from the Gemara. You want to learn out, the Torah says Molde B'mixas swears. Let's say Molde B'mixas is really a good vegan. I ain't know the mayas, let's say, the fourth, the guy is a migui, because there's a teeny difference between, Tavis himself, Tavis and Subis has the Kasha, that Kofar Hako also has a Shtamute. So the Ha'oza by Molde B'mixas and Kofar Hako is almost exactly the same. So he said, there's a drop more of ha'oza by Moedem, Kofar Hako by Moedem Mixes. So that's a feather. So the guy has a chance to make money, right? Yes, so we're assuming he's a crook. You're saying maybe if he's a crook, you're suspicious. If he's a crook, he's gonna lie to be going for Hackle to make more money. Say no, he's not gonna lie to be going for Hackle because it's a drop more haza. Is that Mistavra? You gotta guess like this. I got the Ganov. The Ganov stole. You're accusing the Ganov that he went into my bedroom and he stole $100. You were in my bedroom and you stole, and then $100 is missing. So I say, I suspect you stole the $100. He says, listen, if I was a Ganov, I could have walked into your living room. And I knew there was $1 million in your living room, I would have stolen that. So the fact that I didn't steal $1 million from the living room proves that I didn't steal the $100 from the bedroom. You say, well, what do you mean? Maybe you were lazy and you didn't want to walk the extra 5 feet. It's a pircha, but it's not so mistavra. So it could be, I'm saying this is another way of reading the Gemara. This is that the Gemara is just saying that this svara, that ain other mayans, not that it's really a good svara. I'm not saying that. It's just for it, there's a pigam in the migli. So you can't be native mehacha, because maybe pshat is the Torah is megada. That microscopic difference makes a difference over here. When in human psychology, we would have never thought that difference makes for a difference. We would have thought that it's a straw that it's not mistavra that a ganav would care about a little teeny star like this. And the Torah, who understands psychology better than us, says it does make for a difference. But with the nafkamina is, that's only a pircha. If it's only a pircha, that doesn't mean that it's true. Right? That's the difference.
Yeah, but is the migo amigo in the end?
So according to the second shot, this is my at the end of the day, if I ask Chazal, do you think it's a good migo? They'll say, of course, it's probably a good migo. Well, the difference between the ha'oza, ma'idah, the mixes, and the other kaifer hako, the difference is a feather. That difference makes for a difference. The Ghana's going to care about that difference. I doubt it very much. Very unlikely. If you ask my personal opinion, the Migo is a good Migo. Why did the Torah say, Moed the Mixer swears either is a Migo? Excuse me, we're not Torah's time of the grow. Torah says, Moed the Mixer swears, even though there's a Migo. That's, you want to have a Kash and native Mehoch, that I'm reading Migo, I got a Pircha. Maybe there's some svara to hear that the Torah is being mechadesh, that there's not a good migoy. So you can't learn out. But it doesn't have to be, I'll be that's the emes of chat. You know, there's according there's two Torahs. Once Tosfos changes chat and the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara's kasha is being nonashach. So now there are two ways to explain the answer. You could, the Gemara's Kasha says, either explain to me that it's not a good migui, or Nedef Me'acha Dramina migui. So Tavis is pulling his beard. So what's the Gemara's answer? Is the Gemara's answer that our PMS, it's not a good migui? Because ain't other Me'as, it's like a Valdik Asvara, and even though Rav and his Havamina didn't know it, but Rav and his Teretz is Mechanesh Asvara Amiti, that we're ready to go to the bank, that it's not a migui, and if when it's ain't of the mayas, it's not an amigui, because ganovim, even a ganov, will not be mayas. That difference between melda mixus and kaifer hako, even if it means making more money, this is a rule in human psychology. This is it, and this is an emes, and you give a musa shmuz. So you're going to go ahead and give a musa shmuz in human psychology that you see that even the ganov cares about, or you know, cares about a little bit of extra ha'azam, we'll give a god this ha'azam shmooze and whatever.
Isn't that also a little chiddush tick?
Or no.
You're saying that this is also a little chiddush tick, because you could say that the migu itself gets knocked knocked off by a pircha. It doesn't have to be so solid. You can knock off the amigo with a simple
pircha. Right. But it's an MS of pircha. But it's an MS of a knock off amigo. One shot is, there's two ways of learning the Gemara's answer. One shot is that this really destroys amigo. Because the MS is, in human psychology, halacha l'maisa mitzias, you have a Mr. Joe Shmo Ganav. He would prefer to be made of the mixus than be kind for hakko, because he doesn't want to do that extra hosa. You can make more money, but a Ganav prefers I'll be MS. This is I'm saying we can put it in the rule books of psychology for the item void that with the Chazal, Rabba was Mechadesh, a rule in psychology that Ganovim don't want to be mayes and they're ready to give up stealing for the sake of not being mayes. But the other way of learning the Gemara is, of course, if you ask Rabba, you say Rabba this way, Rabba can say, it's such a far-fetched svara. So you think that that feather, that itsy bitsy thing that you're making a drop of a uzza, you think that's going to stop a Ghana from stealing? It's the most ridiculous fellow I ever heard in my life. And I don't believe that. It's just that when you come along and say, native mina, I said, listen, you can't be native mina because it's possible. It's 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000, maybe 1 out of 1,000,000. I don't know how big a pircha has to be. There's 1 out of 1,000 possibility that it's a good svara. Once it's 1 out of 1,000 possibility, that's a good svara. So you can't make you can't native me not, because I can say kapircha, not a call me good, but you don't have a feather. Here, there's a feather. There's a straw that broke the camel's back. You know, there's an added svara that the taina that he could have taina is a feather worse than the taina that he is taining. So maybe that feather breaks the camel's back and it's not a good migui. So I have a pircha. So how can you learn out from here to call it tarakuda? They don't say migui. Maybe this migui is different. So you can't learn out. But now that you can't learn out, if I ask you, okay, so what's the reason why Moed Mixa swears? And is a migui, you would say the reason is because of the mayim. And that's a daichik svara. The reason is because they're not Irish time in the krah, and because Hashem gives a shul even when there is a migui. That's the pashut real reason. I'm saying in this other chat, right? The two different ways of gripping the Gemara's answer. And the Gemara's answer, at the end of the day, why does Moedev and Mixa swear? So if you learn the answer of the Gemara and Kipshuto, like Taisa seems to say, because there's an enkan migui. And Moedev and Mixus is logical. It's not a chayk. There's no migui, and that's why you swear. If you learn the second way, no, the end of the Moedev and Mixus, really, we believe there is a migui. 99.9% there is a migui. Logically, Moedev and Mixus shouldn't swear. But ain't there is time in the crow, and that's the way it is. The Torah said Moedev and Mixus swears, even though there's a migui, what can I do? I don't like acid cash in the Torah. You wanted to say native mihacha, then no, I mean amigo. I got a pircha, okay? But I don't have to hold that pircha is MS. It's only MS to make a pircha. And I think that's true, that most pirchas, we don't believe that the pircha is true. We just use it as a pircha. I don't know offhand, but I remember that's what they say, and we had that in other Meseptas, that when we use a pircha to shlug up a mamatzino, after the mamatzino is shlugged up, we don't say the reason for the din is because of is the pircha. The pircha is only a klau in Yud Gimel Midas in learning, that you couldn't learn it out. But now that the din, we know the din, we give a different hesber for the din, a much more logical. We look for a more logical hesber for the din, a more glatta hesber. It's more glat to say that it's exeris akosav and we don't understand the Torah, than to say this crazy svara. I mean, it could be. You know, it could be. So there, it comes out that there are two different ways of learning the Gemara's answer. What's the nafkamina between the two ways if you learn the answer? Now someone has to be smart.
If you learn like Rashi that the pshat of Ena Dembe is a Din Akara Sato, so that only applies by Alva, it doesn't apply across the board.
Right. So Taiva shrugs it up because Taiva says so then you should have a Migui by other cases. And we know that they swear. I want as an Migui path to you from Shua.
So if you learn that it's only a Pircha, then that's not a problem. Because really, really the Migui is always good.
That's right.
So why is both the mixes chayiv? Hashem said it's chayiv. I don't know why.
Right, that's right. In other words, that's what I was saying. I think that's gevaldic. That if you learn this new pshat, really, I look at more of the mixes. Of course, there's a migui by more of the mixes. It's not logical. Ain't there a time in the crow? You ask native mina. Okay, I got an answer why we're not native mina. But the etzem, if you ask my personal opinion, every case of more of the mixes has a shua. So now you find another case of Moedah B'mixes, where every case of Moedah B'mixes has a Migui, because you could be Kaifer Hakol. So now you find Mitziah and Bikadin. Say, there's a Migui. There's always a Migui. Every Moedah B'mixes, you could be Kaifer Hakol. But over there, there's no Svar of Ein of the Meis. But we never were Geiris that Svar of Ein of the Meis to be a real Svar. So if the Torah was Mechayah Moedah B'mixes by Mitzia, even though logically the Ein of the Meis is a Shrach Svara, so the Torah would be Mechayah Moedah B'mixes by Pikadin and Mitzia also, because the Ein of the Meis doesn't really make for a difference. Come on, that was only a Svara that we said, why you can't make a Lima, but we don't really believe that that's a difference, it's going to make for a difference. It was like we said that there's a pircha, there's a straw, but we don't believe that the straw really makes a difference. So it comes out that the whole way Taiva shlugged up Rashi would not be a valid shlug up if you learned this other way of reading the Gemara's Mishani. So Taiva's, whatever reason, okay, Taiva doesn't like my reading. Okay, I'm sure I can think of many reasons. Guys can think of many reasons why this other way of reading is not so nice. You know, because maybe it's better not to make a chayk at the end. You know, whatever. Even though ain't there is time in the grub, but if we can avoid a chayk, we prefer. I don't know. So Taiva says, "Umishani deins amigui." Not like I said that it's a percha. Once I say it's ain't amigui, then I'm committed to not to learn like Rashi. Because I'll have Taivis' kasha and tzuvis.
Well, Aristus has the right to do that. Aristus has the right to take it to the next step. What he's saying is it's on a low level. Taivis
goes ahead. Taivis is speaking out. He's how he's learning. Taivis says the Gemara is kasha.
What forced Taivis to say, Rebbe's, I think, yes. What forced Taivis to take it to the next level?
He feels this is a yashris.
But if a pircha is good enough, if a pircha is good enough, it's a svara that, again, but if everything a pircha level is good enough, you have to knock out everything.
Taivis has a reason. Taivis says, Umishani de Ein Zamiga. Ein Zamiga does not mean pircha. Ein Zamiga means it's really not a miga. So why does Taivis learn the Mishani this way? I don't know. Taivis has, okay, I'm saying I'll leave that for you to figure out why this shot that I said is not such a nice shot. I don't think it's so hard. You can make up spar a dime a dozen. So Taisus goes ahead. He knows there are two ways, according to the way he sets it up, there are two ways to learn the Gemara's Mishani. Taisus says, I have a preference, maybe because, like I said, you avoid making a chayk. So I prefer to say Mishani ain't zemigri. Now, once I make that preference, it has a ramification. That means that when there is a migui, then it's a different din. Oh, then Rashi gets shrugged up. Oh, now Bino makes sense. I should have said that. I answer your question because I forgot. Because according to what I said, then Bino wouldn't make sense. because Bino should have, should Bino, Bino has a migui. Bino Baltoyva says more than it makes us by Bino as a migui, that it could be Gaiber Hako, and therefore he's Potter, right? They said, because he's a migui. So according to my other, this other reading, Rashi would work out, but Bino wouldn't work out, right? So that's true too. So David has a hechruch to learn, not to learn. In other words, according to my reading, it comes out, my chiddushiga read, Chandigmar's answer, it would come out at the end of the day that if you have a migui, then we still say by the mixes. So then Rashi would be good. There'll be no kasha and Rashi from Pikada and Emetzia. But Bino would be shver. Why Bino is Bino Potter from Ayda Bemixis? So Taivis knows that this is Ram Shat. Maybe Gubino's from Bino. Okay, so that, but then there's, you can't have your cake and eat it. Based on how you learn Shana, the answer will depend if Migui works by Mother Mixes or not. Now, Taivis says, I want to learn that the Gemara's answer is Enka Migui. But if there is a Migui, it works. There are two ramifications of that. One is that by Bino, you're Potter, because you have a Migui. And two, that Rashi is wrong. Masha Enkain, if you learn it the other way, then again, Rashi could be right, but then Bino would be Shver.
Why is Bino Shver? Why is Bino
very Shver? Beautiful. Why is Bino Shver? Out all the ramifications.
Why is Bino Shver for Rashi?
What? Not Bino Shver and Rashi. In my reading, I'm not playing on Rashi. If you would read the Kamashmanon that it's only a pircha, and then we're going to say, but at the end of the day, we say that really, Moedah B'mixis really does have a Shua. And it's really exeris akosif that Moedah B'mixis swears, even though you have a migui, and I think I said it wrong, Moedah B'mixis really has a migui, and it's exeris akosif that Moedah B'mixis swears, even though there's a migui. So then why is Bino Potter by Moedah B'mixis? It's Moedah B'mixis. Ah, you could be Meir, so what? It's every Moedah B'mixis has a migui. So if you will learn my new way of learning the Gemara's Maskana, so it would be good for the Jews, so to speak. It would be good for Rashi. It would take off Tavis's Kasha and Rashi and Tzubis, but it would mess up Bino, because it would answer Tavis's Kasha and Rashi, because even though there's a Migui, by Mitzia and Pikadin, we don't care. But then Bino Shver, why is Bino Potter? There's no Migui. So it works both ways. There's an advantage and a disadvantage. So Taivis commits himself. It's very nice. Taivis, if they're gonna make Taivis, all one topic. Taivis goes in and says, it's a beautiful flow. I think it's very glad in the reading. It's nice. I don't know if it's right, but it's very nice. Is that Taivis goes in and starts out with a problem that ain't Darish time in the crop. That's Taivis's problem. In order to answer that problem, he's mechadesh at the Gemara's kasha and mimonasha kasha. The moment he says mimonasha, Taivis realizes, and there's two ways to explain the Gemara's answer. Which way is the right way to explain the answer? He says, now he has to explain the Mishani. You now, Tavis, you left us ambiguous. You messed us. You before you came in and you changed the answer, we knew clear what the answer was. When we thought the Gemara's Kasha was Ain Darish time in the Krah, so everyone knows what the answer is. But once you, Tavis, make the Kasha Mimonasha, I'm not sure what the answer is. So Tavis says, I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is, because ain't got me good. Why do I say that? Probably because now Bino works out. If I'd heard it the other way, then Bino wouldn't work out. But on the other hand, you should realize if I would have learned the other way, then I wouldn't have to drop Rashi. But now that I'm learning ain't got me good, then Rashi's messed up. So okay, listen, the Rashi's mess up doesn't bother me.
Can Rabbi explain again how Rashi's messed up?
How's Rashi messed up?
Yeah, can Rabbi explain again how Rashi's messed up?
Toisus in Ksubis attacks Rashi that according to Rashi, ain't other man is because he did me a favor. So by Pikadin and Mitzia, the guy didn't do you a favor. So it should come out that Moedim and Mixes by Pikadin and Moedim and Mixes by Mitzia should be potter because you have a migoy. Just like by Pino, Moedim Mixes is potter because you have a migoy. So by Pikadin and Mitzia, Moedim Mixes should be potter according to Rashi because there's no eight other millions because he didn't do him a favor. And David says, I have Bikiyas from Ganshas, many places in Shas, that Moedim and Mixes by Pikadin swears, and Moedim and Mixes by Mitzia swears. So if you learn like Taisus, because Makir B'Shikro, so it's very good. And even by Mitzia, Pikadin is also Makir B'Shikro, and therefore there's no Migui. Because he knows the truth, and Pikadin knows the truth. So the guy who gave it to me knows how much he gave me to watch. So he's Makir B'Shikro, so I don't have a Migui. By Mitzia, he knows how much money he had in his wallet when he dropped it. So he's Makir B'Shikro, so I don't have a Migui. So so if you learn like Tysus, so it's good that by Mitzia and Pikadin, it's no different than any other mode in the Mixus case, and there's no Migui, because ain't other Mayas. But according to Rashi, chat in ain't other Mayas, then by Mitzia and Pikadin, there is a Mitzia, there is there as far as ain't other Mayas doesn't apply, and then there would be a Migui. And if this is a migui, so you should be believed it's a migui. But according to the way I mean the Gemara, you could say that who cares if there's a migui? Every mother that makes this really has a migui. And every mother that has a migui, so it's no problem. Why Mitzia and Pikadin swear? Okay, there's a migui. You're right, there's a migui. So what? But then, then how come you're potter? So Taisus has a hechruch not to learn that way. But the result of not learning that way forces you to have to argue with Rashi. So he goes ahead and he says, okay, I have no problem. I don't have to hold like Rashi. I learned a different shot. And that the ain't of the mayas is because of Makir B'Shikro. Then it comes out by Mitzia and Pikadin. There is no migui there. So it's very good that there's a chiyuv shvua. No problem. It's beautiful. So it's one straight flow from the beginning to end. It just flows, right?
That's what really, the type is. It doesn't happen. It's in Yardor's time of the cross. That's the starting point.
Type is happening. It was in Yardor's time of the cross.
Yeah, and the Gemara's kasha was. For sure, Rashi is wrong, right?
For sure, Rashi is wrong. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Well, so, according to Tavis is Havamina, with Dairish time of the Krah, and the Gemara's answer is Klar, that ain't got Migui, and then for sure Rashi's wrong. Yes.
Okay, so now he's saying still Rashi's wrong.
But Tavis knows that Dapshat's wrong. It's not like Tavis says, but Tavis comes along and says that this chat is not right. The Gemara has a Mimanasha. So then he says, no. If you make a Mimanasha, then there's two ways to learn the answer. If there's two ways to learn the answer, then I don't have to say that Rashi's wrong. So he says no, because I go ahead, even when I learn Mimanasha, I still learn that the Gemara's answer is Enkami. And therefore, I still say Rashi's wrong. And I have a Hechra because I have to explain but no.
Normally, though, when we first say a Hechra, we say, if you say like a Havamina, then it wouldn't be. Now you're saying it would still be shver, but it's still shver after I make my second choice.
That's not so bad. As once I went ahead and I was mechadesh, you know, I'm saying
still that
in Tavis in his Havamina, he would never have had to explain what the Mishani is, because if you learn the Gemara's Kasha is. That with Dairish time in the Krah, then there's only one possible answer that ain't got me good. because the kasha is illogical that the Torah would say you swear when there's a migli. The answer has to be ain't got migli. There's no doubt. So Tavis would never didn't have to explain the Mishani. It's only after Tavis gives his child the Gemara's kasha that he realizes that the Mishani is ambiguous. And not realizing, he knows that Mishani is ambiguous. So Tavis feels obligated. Now that I changed the question, the meta of the Mishani is ambiguous. I'll tell you how I learned. I still learned the Mishani the same way. And why? Because of Benoah, because I have to figure out. And that's going to necessitate that I still have to disagree with Rashi. I don't know. That's so bad.
Even if once he says Ein Kan Migu, why does he have to specify the Machlokes with Rashi as to what Ein Odem Meis means?
Because if he learned the other way, he could have learned like Rashi. So he Rashi is a Pashut meaning of the Gemara. That Ein Odem Meis B'tnei Baal Choyvel, the simple reading is like Rashi. So when he comes along and he says Ein Kan Migu, he has to drop the simple reading. So he tells you that now, when since I'm reading Ein Kan Migu, so I have to change shot in Ein Odem Meis B'tnei Choyvel to mean something else because Makay B'Shikro, not because I have Akaras Atov. So it's a direct result. He says Umishani Umishani, you know, everything's a result. He says I changed the kasha to have two Amimanasha kasha. New if it's Amimanasha, so now what's the Mishani? I don't know. So I'll tell you, says Tyrus, I know. Ain't that migli? Why not? Why not? Is it not a migli? Now I can't say anymore like Rashi because of because I'm going to get messed up because of it. So I'll explain a different way. They know the man's one of Nikra go over Kavir Makim Shikro.
Okay. But that whole discussion Rashi is left because, out.
What? It doesn't. It's okay. Rashi. Okay, Tavis doesn't bring it. He doesn't. This Tavis wasn't meant to write. We just have to pray that it's a necessary because of the fact that Tavis says it comes out that he has to argue in Rashi. Okay.
Couldn't you still ask on Rashi and Ksubas from Beno? Mimnei obey through this Tysus.
Because it doesn't mean we don't know that that's how Rashi defends himself. I'm not promising that the way Rashi defends himself is because Rashi holds what I said. I didn't have that much chutzpah to say that I'm entering defending Rashi and that Rashi holds that pshat is like this, and therefore, and even if there's a migui, we don't care. And maybe, you know, if I do some research and I figure out a way to answer Beno, I would do that. But I didn't say that. I just said that if not for Beno, there would have been a way to defend Rashi and read the Gemara this way. Could be Rashi also agrees.
Rashi has a problem with Beno, doesn't he?
No, Rashi doesn't have a problem with Beno, because it's very likely that Rashi reads Beno, like reads the Gemara the same way as Tysus. And Rashi, because the Pashas Mashmos of Rashi is that he's learning the Gemara's Kasha at Darish time of the Kral, that's the Pashas Mashmos. So Rashi learns the Gemara's Teretz Pashas of Ein Kan Migui, and Beno is beautiful, because if there is a Migui, then you're Pater. And Rashi has a kasha and Rashi from Pikadin and Mitzia, which is what Tavis asked in Tzubis. I'm just saying that if you would have read the Gemara this crazy way that I want to suggest, then you wouldn't have had a kasha from Pikadin and Mitzia. But instead, you'd have a kasha from Beno. So you don't win. you get clobbered no matter what. It's just the question is but so theoretically you would have been able to answer Rashi, but then you get clobbered from Beno. Therefore, David doesn't learn that way. What does Rashi do? I don't know. Is the structure in Rashi that Rashi's saying what I'm saying, and he has a different answer for Beno? Or the structure in Rashi is that he has a different answer for Mitzia and Pikadin. And we don't know. We're not coming. I mean, sometimes we do, but we're not. I'm not coming to be a mechutzah to answer Tavis's kasha and Rashi. And he's not today. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not coming to say I have a way to answer defend Rashi from Tavis's kasha. Tavis and Ksuvis bombs out Rashi, does a great job, and I have no idea how Rashi defends himself. I'm just saying that in Mineu Bay in this Tosis, because of what he says, has to point out that he argues with Rashi. Because if he wouldn't argue with Rashi, he himself wouldn't work out. So Tosis has to argue with Rashi for the same reason he argued with Rashi and Ksuvis.
Before Rebbe had said that the way that the question was always if you didn't have Oy Nail of Mahacha, then we would say that Tais is also asking Darish time of the Kra, right?
Right. So if you didn't have Oy Mahacha, that means that the Kash is not Darish time of the Kra, then there's only one answer.
Right. Rebbe had said before that Tais is leading up really to the Oy Nail of Mahacha. It wasn't a Maman of Shach that you could ask two different Kashas. It was always leading up that the fact that he asked the second Kasha shows us that he never intended on the first place.
But he does ask the first, which means he doesn't ask the questions. Either you have a choice. Either explain to me why it's not a good migui, and then of course I won't ask O Native Mehacha because it's not a good migui. But if you can't explain to me why it's not a good migui, then Native Mehacha. So the Gemara is presenting two avenues of escape.
So something that means either Darish time of the crop or not Darish time of the crop.
No, not Darish time. Yes. Either explain to me why it's not a good migui. Give me an explanation, which is what it does. Either explain to me why it's not a good migui or make a mamatzinu. Right? So there are two completely different ways of solving the problem. I tell you that there's a halacha, you don't make mamatzinus on Thursday. And this is Thursday, so you don't make a mamatzinus. That would also answer Tavis's kasha, right? So they're the Gemara's kasha. There are two totally different ways of answering the kasha.
Okay, so let's say Tavis's answer is Mishani. So the first kasha we have is according to Rebbe, who says that it could be a pircha koldehu. For some reason, Tosfos is trying to stab the knife into whoever it is. Because even though he can get out of the problem, Tosfos is going for the jugular. I don't know what the exact word is.
No, it's very beautiful.
And then
he knows that has to be the answer, because otherwise the no wouldn't work out. So it's very good. Tosfos, he has to commit himself. But again, the way Tosfos sets it up, there are two ways to learn the answer. So now someone's going to ask Tavis, new Tavis, the way you set up the kasha, so the answer is ambiguous. So Tavis will say, but I got a hechra from the nose. So I got to learn the answer. Ain't got me. But wait a second, Tavis. If you do that, you mess up Rashi. You're right. What can I do? Rashi shrugged up, and I learned not like Rashi.
There's that line, that the hechra from the nose, meaning the hechra that he wants to ask from the nose?
Bino is where it proves to Tavis and Pshat and the Mishani.
Now, that's not pulling to Rebbe's other kasha the other day, that now we're getting back to Tyre's Diamond of the Craw, right? Because now...
No, he's not going back to Tyre's Diamond of the Craw. He's going back...
Because Benoit's making a
different hilarious approach is how you can answer the kasha on the Eidus Me'acha. Either you ask to answer the kasha by saying it's not a good meat you hear, the etzem, or because there's a pircha, kodu. So it's really not a good meat you hear. There's a question, so the Gemara just asking a pircha, kodu, or the Gemara coming up with a good svara, right? The two ways of reading the Gemara. They're both good. So Tavis is saying the Gemara is coming up with a really good svara. What's the hechel? Because otherwise you would have no way of understanding Bino. Because if Bino, why do we kill the mud that mixes with a migui? Every mud that mixes has a migui. Tarot says the Gemara holds that every mud that mixes doesn't have a migui. So the Gemara, so Tavis is, but I just said, but it's beautiful because once Tavis changes China Kasha, it's so beautiful why he discusses the Mishani. Because changing the Kasha gives you an opportunity to learn the Mishani differently. Now Tavis doesn't take the opportunity, he has a reason not to take it, but he knows. Anyone who reads Tavis, the moment you see Tavis's answer, you're automatically struck, hey, that type is if there's two ways of learning the answer. Once you make a mimanashach, that means that, you know, the question is, did the Gana break in for the front door? Mimanashach. The front door is locked or the back door is locked? So mimanashach, he couldn't have gotten in. The answer is the door was open. He had a key. But to which door? Right? It could be the front door or the back door. Once you say that the kasha is mimanashach, the answer is ambiguous. You could say the answer is he had the key. The lock was a broken lock. Which lock? Maybe the front door lock was broken. Maybe the back door's lock was broken. So the by saying that the mimanashach kasha, your the answer becomes unclear. Which part of the mimanashach is the Gemara attacking? So that's why David has to say umishani.
And also,
what?
No, I'm saying Rebbe said this, but when we had our list of three questions of why is Tosfos get into Mishani, number two, why does he stick his neck out to argue with Rashi? And I think the way we asked our third question, which we dealt with talking about two nights ago, is how does Tosfos have the right to make the din different by Beno? Isn't that Sosa's whole theory? But there's another problem, just why did Tosfos mention Beno? It has nothing to do with anything past us, right?
Right.
Which is really a fourth question that we're answering very beautifully now.
Right, because it proves Shani is Mishani. It proves Tosfos is bothered right away. What's the Mishani? And Beno proves that. Yes, that's right.
If it would have just been a Pircha Koldehu, then Beno, he still wouldn't.
If it would have been just a Pircha Koldehu, then I'll be MS. I'm putting down a rule and you give me this. You can argue with my rules and you give me this, but I'm sticking my neck out that if we have a Pircha, let's say we have the Pasuk says, Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef by Evan Ivri. Now we want to learn out from Evan Ivri to Nezikin, the Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. Now, the Gemara Taiva says that we would have asked a Pircha. My to Evan Ivri. Shehu garam lodi macher, because his averis caused it. So maybe, I'm sorry, no, forget it. Shelo yitama ben ha'adayim. So we're more makel by Evid Ivri, because by Evid Ivri, we made din and shavu kesef kesef, because we don't want him to be, we want him to go free. Because we don't like people being avad. So the MS is that we have a pasuk by Nezikin, so it tells us that story is not true. But what if there wouldn't have been a pasuk by Nezikin? So it would have been exactly, we would have said only by Evan Ivri, Shavu Kesef Kesef. So I would claim that we would not say that the reason why Evan Ivri is different because of this svara. That's a fluky svara. It only stopped the Yud Gimel Midas. Why is Evan Ivri different? Because Hashem's smart. We're not Derish time in the Krah. Why does Hashem make a din by Evan Ivri and not by everywhere else? Because there's a difference. What's the difference? I don't know the difference. I don't have to be, if I don't have the Derish Shana Krah, I don't have to understand the difference. It's just the fact that there's a Pircha on the Mamatzino is what tells me that it's different. But now that I know that it's different, I don't blame the difference on the Pircha. I blame the difference on the difference. Hashem is smart. Shem has a much better differences, much deeper differences. I only can think of superficial perchas that are fluky. So this is my yisayin and shas. If you shrug me up in my yisayin and shas, then you shrug me up. But I definitely once said this. I know, you know, that's not a riot. Maybe I was wrong then too. But I remember saying this for other places, that the fact that we shrug up a mamatzina with a pircha does not, at the end of the day, we do not believe that Pircha is ripe shot. The end of the day, if I ask you, what's the reason why there's a difference? The difference is because they ain't Darish time in the Krah, and then who knows what we don't understand the whole concept altogether. We're missing all the lumdas. We know why Shavu Kesef Kesef, not Kesef. We know Evan Ivri, we know in the Nezikin, we know how these things work. So
there'd be even more of a Migo here. I but no, it's even more of a Migo. If you kill the Migo or you just hurt the Migo, I don't know. I'm saying the Pircha is a lighter, it's a softball against the Migo, right? If it's just a Pircha called do. Not the Migo.
But I'm saying, at the end of the day, there really is a Migo. And I'll be gay. the Torah said Ma'ida b'miksa swears. That's my other shot, not the not Emmet, but the. So then Beno has a migo. Mali migazu, mali migazu. What's the difference? I think the Torah says that Ma'ida b'miksa swears when you have a migo. That's all. There's nothing wrong with that. We wouldn't be Jewish time in the club. If the Torah said, if not for Tavis native mehacha, we would not have lose any sleep. According to Tavis, if the Torah says more than mixes swears with a meat, because we're not Jewish time in the club. So the Pircha just tells us he can't be native, and then good. That's what the Torah said. Torah says more than mixes swears, even though there's a Pircha. Okay, I'm gonna have to go because I'm supposed to give him a Shabbat tonight. Okay, anyway, I happen to think it's very nice. I'm sorry, I didn't get to our Ram Shif. I know I said yesterday. So we still got old Chazon and Moe. We'll have to get there yet. Hopefully tomorrow. But if someone has a kasha, I like this very much. I think I'm going to write it up. So if someone has a kasha, let me know. Otherwise, it's going to get written up and I'll be embarrassed when someone shloves me up. Okay, Yeshikayach, everyone.